This morning I was thinking about being anxious. And if you're feeling anxious or worried about anything today, Philippians 4 is a good place to start. I like this passage because the Apostle Paul, who wrote these God-inspired words, doesn't just tell you not to be anxious. He tells you why you don't need to be anxious. He just doesn't tell you not to dwell on your problems. He tells you what to dwell on instead. And I especially like the passage because Paul didn't write these words while sitting on a grassy hillside at a mountaintop retreat. He wrote them while being held in chains in a first century prison cell, having been beaten, flogged, and facing possible death at any moment. If Paul could learn how to be free from anxiety in a situation like that, then we might be able to learn from him how to deal with our anxious thoughts as well. Twice in this passage, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Notice he doesn't say you have to rejoice about the difficult situation you're facing, but rejoice in the Lord. Rather than trying to minimise what you're facing, Paul is trying to maximise who you're facing them with, the Lord. That's the reason why you don't need to be anxious, because the Lord is near. He's not a God who has taken off to some distant land. He's actually very close at all times, at hand, within an arm's reach. A woman told me about a time when she was lying in pain on a hospital bed, when she looked up to see a cross on the wall. It wasn't an empty cross, which has a special significance of its own, but it was a cross depicting the agonising crucifixion of Jesus. And while it might seem gruesome to look into the face of a man who is experiencing excruciating pain, for this woman it turned out to be one of the greatest comforts of her life. She was suddenly filled with the realisation that Jesus was right there with her, that he knew exactly what she was going through, and he brought her immediate comfort and peace. Paul also told the Philippians what to focus on in the midst of their troubles. And that reminds me of the song Julie Andrews sang in The Sound of Music, when the children are afraid of the thunder and the lightning outside. When the dog bites, the bee stings and feeling sad, I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad. And for her, some of her favourite things were raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Well, what about you? What are some of your favourite things? Or as Paul says, what are some of the things you can think about that are true, honourable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise? Just think about such things, not as a technique to distract you from your situation, but a practical way to put your situation into perspective. For as hard as life can be, there are still things in life which are beautiful and glorious. And Paul learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether he had plenty or was in want. How? By continually rejoicing in the Lord, by remembering that God is at hand, and in everything making his requests known to God. And in one of the most famous verses of the Bible, found at the end of this chapter in Philippians, Paul said, "I can do all things through him who gives me strength." If you're feeling anxious or worried today, read Philippians chapter 4. Learn from Paul and put into practice what you learn. As you do, may the God of peace be with you, and may his peace be yours.